Genesis Communication Network, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of your guests. And today we're hoping to have Dr. Lorraine Day with us. Lorraine, are you there? Well, she's not here yet, but hopefully she will be very, very shortly. And Dr. Day was an orthopedic surgeon, as I was, and she left orthopedics to work initially on the AIDS epidemic and then to work on something that she felt would save an awful lot of people's lives, and that was really an understanding of the part nutrition plays in our general health and in cancer. And as you know, why the incidence of cancer has been increasing dramatically. About started out about 3 per 100 in the early 1900s. It's up to 50 per 100 now. In other words, half of our people are going to get cancer. An awful lot of people are going to die of cancer. And there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people about cancer. In fact, there was an article recently within the last couple of weeks, and it was widely quoted all throughout the media. And it said that there's an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association that says, you know, if you eat fruits and vegetables on a regular basis, it's not going to influence the incidence of breast carcinoma. So the general inference of this article was, eating fruits and vegetables, it in no way is going to influence breast carcinoma. Now, in the past, we've always told people if they had cancer, they had cancer of the breast, certainly they ought to be eating lots of fruits and vegetables, prevent recurrence. So, you know, but this new article, at least as it was quoted in the newspaper, said, well, eating fruits and vegetables is not helpful, but the trouble is, the article was a lie. What the article really said is if you ate excessive amounts, if you ate regular amounts of fruits and vegetables, about 5 servings a day, you cut the incidence of breast carcinoma down about 50%. 50%! But, of course, if you went from 5, you know, servings a day to 12, it didn't make that much difference. But they never told the American people that. And how many women are going to die because of what they put in that article? Now, if you read the article was very straightforward and said exactly what I've told you. But that's not the inference you're going to get from reading the controlled press or from hearing about the interviews with the author, who for some reason or other simply slanted the findings of his article. And, of course, I think anybody who's ever studied these things, as Lorraine will attest to, will tell you that using and eating and consuming fresh fruits and vegetables has a tremendous impact, not only on the formation of cancer, but the recurrence of cancer. Lorraine Day, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Stan, and you're absolutely right. First of all, the meat and dairy industry wants people to eat huge amounts of animal products, and so they're going to pervert these articles into leading people astray. But people just have to realize that the original diet given in the Garden of Eden was the diet that God gave, and that was fruits and grains to begin with, and then after sin, vegetables were added. But nobody ate animal products until after the flood. And what happened after the flood? Life expectancy dropped precipitously after the flood when people started eating flesh food. And, of course, when God gave the Israelites the perfect diet in the wilderness, for 40 years, what was it? It was a totally vegan vegetarian diet. And what are we going to be eating in heaven in the new earth? We're going to be eating a vegan vegetarian diet because nothing will die.
We're going
and
to be
the
back
animals
in just
will even be all vegetarian.
We're going to be back in just a moment.
Now, Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and you know, the problem is that most doctors that really don't understand nutrition. I know that I didn't when I went to medical school, and I practiced for the better part of 40 years, and this was something that we never really learned much about. I did, talk a little bit about nutrition, but I certainly never emphasized it, and I really didn't understand it. We sort of used to laugh at these people who drank carrot juice, and they were so concerned about their nutrition. And now looking back, I realize that they were right and I was wrong. Well, Dr. Lorraine Day has done a yeoman's job in focusing people's attention on good diet. So I'm just going to let you pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, you know, there's a recent article out that shows that the American public is spending, I don't know whether it's half a trillion or a total trillion dollars on healthcare, and that's because everybody's sick, and people are getting sicker and sicker at younger and younger ages. You know that 30 years ago, Stan, both you and I referred to diabetes as juvenile onset or adult onset. Now they have changed those names, and they call it type 1 and type 2. The reason being is that type 2 used to only occur in adults, particularly older adults, and so they called it adult onset. But now they can't do that anymore because type 2 diabetes is occurring in young kids. And that's because they are eating so much fat and sugar that they are absolutely fatiguing the cells that produce insulin. So the adult onset type, or type 2 diabetes, is becoming an epidemic in America, even with young children. So people are killing themselves, and they don't even understand that the media wants to help them along to an early death, but they want them to die slowly and die expensively. The pharmaceutical industry puts millions, billions of dollars into advertising in newspapers, on television, in movies, and things like that. They pay to have their product shown in movies, not as a regular ad, but they'll be on the table and various things in the movie. And so they are propagandizing the public to kill themselves. And people don't even know it. And, of course, in fact, I got a book from another doctor just in the last 3 days, and it's talking about how you should let your body decide what you need to eat. Well, that's really the cause of all the illnesses, because people are allowing their own bodies to decide what they want to eat. What you have to do is you have to have some discipline. You have to have some education about what's going on, and then you have to have some discipline. People say, well, I ought to be able to eat any way I want. Well, no, if you eat any way you want, you're going to suffer the consequences, and you're going to die an early death. And they say, well, everybody's got to die sometime. That's right. Everybody will die sometime, but you can make a choice of whether you want to die in a whole lot of pain at a very young age, or whether you want to live to a ripe old age, be healthy and fit, and then die probably in your sleep a non-painful death. Right? You have those two choices, and you can control that. So people are constantly feeding their bodies the things that cause disease. Now, as we've talked about on this show before, there are natural laws in this world. There are laws of physics, there are laws of chemistry, there are laws of astronomy, and there happen to be laws of health. Now, one of the laws of physics is the law of gravity, which we discussed, and if you flout the law of gravity, if you don't like it, you resist it, you decide you're not going to work within it, well, you can kill yourself by jumping off a high building. Well, there are 10 laws of health. And if you don't drink enough water, and if you eat harmful substances, eat and drink harmful substances like caffeine and MSG, I don't know if I talked about this the last time I was on with you, but if an average cup of coffee that you make at home contains about 30 milligrams of caffeine, if it's just regular coffee. If you go to one of the most well-known coffee places in America and get one of their smallest size of coffee, that contains approximately 190 milligrams of caffeine, which is more than 6 regular cups of coffee.
Now, one cup. Do they spike it, or how do they get that much in there?
Yeah, they just make it. Just like, you know, in these high energy drinks, they put a lot of caffeine. Well, they just make it more concentrated.
Right.
And so the average person may be even drinking 2 or more of those a day. And then many young people drink soda. It's something like in America, the latest figures are, of young people between the ages of something like 14 and 25 are consuming an average of like 4 to 6 sodas a day. I mean, it's enormous. And then some of them, I go into these, sometimes you have to go inside these fast food places at the gas station to pay for your gas. And I see them buying these by the caseload. And they're drinking them. I know people who drink them all day long. So they're getting huge amounts of caffeine. And if they're getting the coffee at these coffee shops, there's lots of sugar in it. And, of course, then they say, oh, you know, I have a chemical imbalance in my brain. Well, of course they do, but they have eaten and drunk themselves into this condition because all this caffeine that they're taking into their body and the sugar causes their adrenal glands to pour out adrenaline, which causes rapid heart rate, high blood pressure, and then they put out cortisone, which suppresses their immune system, and then they become a mess. And then the doctors put them on drugs. Well, they've already been taking drugs. Caffeine is a drug. Sugar is a drug. I've been told that the sugar attaches to the same receptors that cocaine does. And so sugar, when you get a shot of sugar, it is gives you the same sort of high as cocaine. So these people are, young people are just destroying their bodies. And that's why young people are getting all sorts of terrible diseases. When 30, 40 years ago, we didn't know anybody who had breast cancer at the age of 20. It used to be a disease of older women. But now there are 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 25-year-olds who are developing breast cancer. Cancer is really a disease of old age. Cancer is a disease that is caused by bad living and bad eating for a long period of time. And the reason people are getting it at younger and younger ages is because they're eating worse and drinking worse, and there are so many more polluting things for their body, and so now their bodies are aging very rapidly, and they're getting cancer at a young age. By the way, for you people out there, both men and women, who want to stay younger longer, the very things that prevent and reverse cancer are also anti-aging. And that's why it can cure cancer, and it can cause you not to get cancer if you live and eat right, because, as I say, cancer is a disease of old age, but it's not necessarily old chronologic age. It's old physiologic age. And, in fact, there's one study that's been done by two researchers where they looked at the following seven things: proper sleep, no eating between meals, eating a good regular breakfast, maintaining proper weight, exercising, and not smoking or drinking alcohol. All right, just those seven things, which is a lot less stringent than the plan that I used to get well. When they looked at the people in their study group, they found out that if you are a 20-year-old and you are observing only 0 to 2 of these seven steps, you should add 14.3 years to your chronological age. So if you're 20, your body is actually almost 35 years old. But if you are 50 years old and you're practicing all seven of these, you subtract almost 15 years from your actual age. So a 20-year-old who's not doing these things versus a 50-year-old who is doing these things are the same age physiologically. That's quite stunning, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So the thing is, it does matter how you live and how you eat. And people say this idea, well, you know, you got to die sometime. Sure you do. Well, why not go take a bullet and shoot yourself tomorrow if you don't care? But the whole point is, you can live a long and healthy life. And as I have shown, people who want to see how sick I was with cancer, I had terrible cancer. I refused chemotherapy and I refused radiation because both of those treatment plans actually cause cancer and they destroy your immune system. Some people survive it, but if they survive it, it is only a testimonial to the greatness of God in creating a body that can withstand a lot of assault by the doctors. And I refused chemotherapy and refused radiation. I got well by totally natural methods, which seem really strange to a doctor who is trained in an orthodox way, just like you and I were, Stan. But when you start studying into it, you start realizing that the only place the body has to get the raw materials to make new cells and to keep it functioning, keep the body functioning, is by what you put in your mouth. And if you put bad stuff in your mouth, your body will make unhealthy cells because it will not have the right nutrients to make healthy cells. And those unhealthy cells will cause you to be sick at an early time in your life. Whereas if you get a balanced diet, you get a good, healthy diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables in their natural form. And if you exercise, exercise is an amazing thing. People who are constipated, if they would just do three things, they go on a vegetarian diet, start exercising, and start drinking 10 glasses of water a day, their constipation will go away. Absolutely. And constipation is one of the main causes of illness in this country and in the world, constipation, because when you cannot eliminate your waste, it putrefies in your intestine, and you absorb those toxic waste products, and those go around to all of your cells because the
pull
toxic
that,
waste
pull
products
that right there.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul!
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Eat and drink that are harmful to our health. And unfortunately, by clever marketing schemes and by specifically concealing the deleterious effects of certain food products, why so many people are simply poisoning themselves. One of those food products certainly is dairy products. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, the relationship between dairy products and perhaps cancer of the prostate and milk and things of that sort?
Sure. That the average person never heard of. First of all, we realize that we're the only animal that drinks the milk from another animal. And I'm not suggesting that humans are animals just like pigs and monkeys. I'm just saying that we're the only ones who drink the milk of another animal. Cows do not drink, baby cows do not drink human milk, baby sheep do not drink cow's milk. We have a tendency to drink cow or goat's milk, and we shouldn't do that because that's a foreign substance coming into the body. The body recognizes it as foreign and makes antibodies against it, and I'll go into that in a minute. But we're also the only animal that drinks milk after we're weaned. People don't need milk. It's the Milk and Dairy Council that tells you you need to have milk all of your life. You don't. You only need to have milk until you're weaned, and that milk should be mother's milk. Cow's milk has far too much fat in it. Even the skim milk is not designed for humans to eat. It's designed for cows, and cow's milk is designed for baby cows. And to grow a young calf into a 400 or 800 pound cow in about 6 to 8 months, it's way too many nutrients. It's way too rich for human beings to drink. So we don't need milk after we're weaned. If you want to drink some sort of milk or have milk on cereal, which you don't have to have, but if you want to, you can have rice milk or almond milk, which you can get at many health food stores and even regular markets. I do not endorse soy milk or soy of any sort because it has some non-beneficial effects in soy, but I do endorse rice milk or almond milk. And it tastes just as good as regular milk, and it's far healthier for you. So one of the main causes of juvenile-onset diabetes is drinking the milk from an animal, particularly from a cow, because there are proteins in the whey portion of milk that are almost identical to proteins that are in the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. When that foreign substance, which is milk from an animal, comes into the body, the cells of the body recognize it as foreign and produce antibodies against it. But those antibodies cannot tell the difference between the protein in the milk and the protein in the cells that produce insulin in the person, and so they turn and attack those cells and destroy them. And then a child has to be on insulin for the rest of their life, may become blind, may lose their legs. I have amputated a number of legs of people with diabetes. And so this is we don't need this, and we shouldn't be drinking it. It has a lot of fat in it. And it's high in protein, and it's one of the causes of virtually all disease. Animal products in general cause a production of acid in the body, and that's one way it contributes to osteoporosis. The milk and dairy industry will tell you that you need to drink milk so women will not get osteoporosis, but they're lying right outright. They're saying that when they know clearly that the more milk you drink, the more osteoporosis you will develop. Because with the animal protein coming into your body, it produces an acid condition, and the way the body neutralizes that acid condition is to pull the calcium out of your bones. So the more milk you drink, the more cheese you eat, the more animal products you eat, the more osteoporotic you will become. You have to realize that big business lies to you, and you say, oh, well, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they would. They do it all the time. The Food and Drug Administration, which is supposed to be there to protect you, is actually there to protect the pharmaceutical companies and the companies that produce food that's harmful to you. They have endorsed NutraSweet, and NutraSweet can cause neurologic diseases, it can cause blindness, it can cause tumors. MSG, monosodium glutamate, which is a non-nutritive flavor enhancer, can kill you. It also causes neurologic diseases. So these are, the government is not there to protect you. You have to learn about this and protect yourself.
Amen to that. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day right here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly one of the things really surprised me was the marked increase of cancer of the prostate. And certainly prostate cancer was, you know, even when I was growing up, very, very common in men, but it's increased, you know, dramatically in the intervening years, the last 50 years. And the question is, why is it that today, I think it's almost, what is it, about 1 in 3 men get cancer of the prostate?
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're getting it at younger and younger ages.
Right.
It used to be that men developed prostate cancer when they got quite old. And as I said, cancer is a disease of aging. It's just that people are aging faster because of the way they're eating and living. And so now it's occurring in younger and younger men. And I heard just recently of prostate cancer in a 9-year-old. You can believe that. That was just amazing. It shocked me in a 9-year-old boy. And so this is happening at younger and younger ages because of the way people are eating and living. As I've said here before, in 1909, the incidence of cancer in general in America was 1 out of 33. At that time, people were eating 300 pounds of grains a year, natural grains, 300 pounds of natural potatoes, not French fries from a fast food place. And by 1985, the incidence of cancer had risen to 1 out of 3 compared to 1 out of 33 in 1909. And what had happened to the way people were eating? Number one, the incidence of grain eating had dropped by 50%. The incidence of natural potato eating had dropped by 50%. The incidence of eating meat, poultry, and fish had gone up by, meat and fish had gone up by double. And the incidence of milk drinking had doubled, and the incidence of chicken eating had gone up 300%, and now the incidence of cancer was 1 out of 3. Now it's 1 out of 2, and it's predicted that by the year 2020, virtually everybody in this country will develop cancer sometime during their lifetime. Now, you don't have to develop cancer. It doesn't even matter if your parents have all developed cancer. You don't have to develop cancer if you just stop eating and living the way they were. And again, if you go to my website at www.drday.com, drday.com, that's my only website on health. There are many other websites out there that try to look like mine, but they aren't, and they are misleading people by a lot of the things that they are saying. But my website is drday.com. And you will see not only how sick I was and the huge tumor I had and how I got well by totally natural methods, and I am an orthodox physician, an orthopedic surgeon, just like Dr. Stan, and I was trained in all the same techniques that he was, and both of us responded to the propaganda we were taught. We were only taught drugs and surgery and had no idea that the way you eat and live is what is most important in your health. And now that you're seeing all the weather control with all the droughts here and there and the flooding and the rains and all that, what they are doing is destroying the food growing areas, so they are planning for famines in the future. And they are also going to take over all health care by merging the HMOs, and Hillary Clinton will finally get her wish, as will the New World Order, and then they can control health care and control whether you can or cannot get health care. Well, that's the good news, because then when you can't get health care, which is really disease care, you're going to have to learn to take care of yourself. Now, this new movie out called Sicko suggests that the answer to health care problems is to have universal health care. Well, that is a total crock, folks. They say, oh, the health care in England and Canada is so good. It is not. In America, even a person who is an indigent can often get a total hip replacement if they need one, and they can get it approved within 2 weeks. In places like England and Canada, you can wait 3 and 4 years. So that is not the answer. The answer is to learn how to prevent these things and learn how to take care of yourself.
Amen to that. Servant, I've heard that, you know, milk drinkers, they've done studies of milk drinkers, men who drink milk and men who don't, and there's a dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer of the prostate. Have you ever heard
right.
that?
And heart cancer of the prostate and heart disease.
Sure.
Both of them. Because, again, it's too much fat and too much protein. The average American eats 4 times more protein than they need. And all of that extra protein actually is very hard to digest, and it causes a loss of energy and a loss of water from the system. And one of the biggest causes of cancer and other diseases is a dehydrated body. And, Stan, you and I both know that when we were in training, and even when we were seeing patients in hospitals, people, when they got older, when they would come into the emergency room, would be very dehydrated. You can just gently pinch the skin of an older person and pull it up off the top of the hand, and it will kind of stay in that configuration. It takes a long time for it to go back down. That's because they're dehydrated. When you do a blood count when they first come in, they will have an abnormally elevated blood count, and it'll look normal for the red blood cells, but then when you give them IVs of fluid, it will go way down to show what the real level is, because they have been dehydrated and their blood concentrates, and that's one of the things that causes blood clots, both to your brain, which causes strokes, and to your heart, which causes heart attacks, and to your lungs, which can cause death from pulmonary embolism. People don't need blood thinners to thin their blood. Blood is thick because they're not drinking enough water and they're eating too much animal fat. Your blood gets sick when you eat animal fat. If you drink, if you eat a big Whopper or one of these big hamburgers from a hamburger joint, and you do a blood test after that, the serum in your blood, which is supposed to be a very clear yellow that you can see through, is actually thick, milky white from all the fat. And so that's what's circulating around in your vessels, and it's a lot harder to push oil and fat through your blood vessels for your heart to do it than it is to push blood that has been thinned. And the way you thin your blood naturally is to stop eating animal products that have all that fat and protein in them and start drinking water, because if you don't have enough water on board, your blood, your body cannot make enough serum, and so you have the same amount of red and white blood cells, but you don't have enough fluid to make the blood thin. Now, one of the most dangerous medicines people can take are blood thinners. And yet doctors are putting people on blood thinners all the time. When I was a resident, I got very interested in this problem because one of my jobs as a resident was to try to keep people from bleeding to death who were on blood thinners. Blood thinners, which are Coumadin and heparin, heparin is the injectable kind or the IV kind, and Coumadin is the kind you take in pills when you go home. Coumadin is what is in rat poison, and the rats bleed to death inside and go away and die. And so when people are on these drugs, it is very dangerous. The number one cause of death in hospitalized patients who are hospitalized for an adverse effect of a drug prescribed by a doctor is the drug warfarin or Coumadin, the blood thinner, number one cause of death. And so people are taking these, and the easy way to do it is to drink your minimum of 10 glasses of water a day, because that's how much water is lost from your body every day, just by the effects of daily living. By breathing, you lose water because your breath is moist, you lose water because you sweat even when it's not hot, and you lose water because your body has to take a lot of water out of your cells to put it into your stomach to make digestive juices for digestion of your food. So you lose all that. That's kind of called insensible losses in medicine. So you lose all that. You have to replace it. If you don't replace it, your body keeps getting more and more dehydrated and your blood starts to get sick. So all this business about worrying about blood clots, whether to the brain or to the lungs or to the heart, could be totally eliminated by eliminating animal products and starting to drink adequate amounts of water. It's really simple, but people don't know about it. And when they do know about it, a lot of people say to me, well, I hate water. Well, it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. After a while, when you start drinking it, you'll learn to like it. But if you, I mean, it's like a kid. It's like a child. I don't like this. Well, mom says, well, you better eat your vegetables because they're good for you. But when you grow up, then we don't grow up. We don't mature. We just get to be big kids in a bigger body. And you say, well, now I can do whatever I want. Sure you can, but you're going to pay a big price. You're going to get sick.
And then, of course, you know, if you look like you're going to have a heart attack, your cholesterol is up, or, you know, why? Then they put you on the statin drugs, and then they create all sorts of complications from the statin drugs.
Well, that's
really
right. In fact, there's
new
articles that show statin drugs can be a cause of cancer.
Right.
The drugs are not the answer to things. The reason you have a high cholesterol, the main reason you have a high cholesterol is because you're eating it. You're eating cholesterol. You know, people say, oh, my cholesterol's so high. Yes, stop eating it. Cholesterol is only found in meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs. It is not found in fruits, vegetables, and grains. Your body will produce all the cholesterol you need to make certain hormones and various other things in your body. Your body produces a normal amount of cholesterol. But when you go ahead and eat extra cholesterol and take it into your body, that's where the problem occurs. Now, another thing that causes high cholesterol is stress. People have to learn how to handle their stress, and you don't just opt out of life. The only real way to handle stress is to give it to the Lord. Now, whether you're a Christian or not, that's the only way to really get rid of stress. All this other business of biofeedback and meditation, I went through all that sort of thing when I first had cancer to try to learn how to handle my stress. It does not work long term. It doesn't, in fact, it backfires. And I talk about that on my DVDs and videos and on my CDs, which are at my website at drday.com. I talk about how those things backfire and how they don't work long term.
Amen to that, because these are excellent sources of information, and we recommend them very much to people. You need to learn about nutrition, and there's no better teacher than Dr. Lorraine Day. And the problem is we have so much disease today, and we have so much cancer, and we have so much heart disease, and we have so many physical ailments and arthritis, and some of it, of course, is mechanical, and that's, of course, where you need a good orthopedic surgeon, but so much of this can be avoided with proper nutrition. One of the great tragedies, as far as I'm concerned, is all the people who are diabetic as a direct result of a faulty diet. And nobody tells parents that when they're giving their children, you know, cow's milk, you know, that many of these children will develop their juvenile diabetes, not because it's inherited, not because it's genetic, but because of the milk they're getting. But could you imagine what would happen, you know, when people begin to learn the truth and stop drinking milk? Actually, the milk industry is in real trouble because I think as a result of Lorraine's message, more and more people are not drinking milk. They're certainly not selling as much as they have in the past, are they?
I don't think so. And the other thing is that's why I think I have been named by at least some representative pharmaceutical companies as the most dangerous doctor in America. Well, I'm happy for that.
Well, I really think, Chris, you've done a great job. And Sydney, out in the front lines, people are hearing, the big people are questioning. People are learning, you know, to be able to look after themselves, and more people are turning to better diet. And this is one of the big problems we have, is that so many of the fruits and vegetables we get in the stores have been sprayed with all sorts of insecticides and pesticides, which are poisons on their own.
Well, that's right, but I can tell you this. Some people worry about that. But you get a lot less if you just wash that or peel the fruits, grains, and vegetables or try to get organically grown that don't have pesticides on them. Even if you eat vegetables that have been grown with pesticides, even if you do that, you will get far less pesticides than if you eat meat, poultry, and fish, because those animals eat things with pesticides on them, and then they concentrate those pesticides in their flesh, and you'll eat 1,000 times more in your meat, poultry, or fish than you will get by eating vegetables, even if they have been raised with pesticides. So it's really not even a fair fight here. We've got to start eating more fruits, grains, and vegetables, which have minerals and vitamins in them in their natural form, far better than taking supplements. Supplements are man-made. Food is made by God. God made the food to be in its best form for us to assimilate it, its best form for us to get the nutrients out of it. Man takes the food apart and hypes it up, and some vitamins and minerals can almost be like drugs because it's a concentrated form. God never made it that way. And people say, well, the soil is depleted. Oh, of course the soil is depleted more than it was 100 years ago. But I didn't get well from cancer 100 years ago. I got well from cancer in the last 15 years, and the soil was already depleted. The way you overcome soil depletion is mainly two ways. Number one, you eat organically grown food so you can get more nutrition in it, because food grown without pesticides is generally more nutritious. And the second thing is you do homemade vegetable juicing of carrot juice or green leafy vegetable juice. That will get huge amounts of nutrients into your body very rapidly, and that's the way you overcome the depleted soil. And I got well from a horrible cancer eating the food that was grown in the last 15 years. Now, the food was not the only thing. The plan I used to get well is not just a diet. You have to watch not only what goes into your mouth. You have to watch what goes into your eyes. You have to watch what goes into your ears. The music you listen to, rock music and all this rap music, destroys your body. It destroys your immune system. It destroys your ability to make sound judgments. Arachidonic acid, that is in meat, suppresses your frontal lobes where you make your moral decisions. And so all of these things have a very negative impact on you. When you watch movies and television and all the filth that they have out there and all the propaganda they have out there, you are actually suppressing your immune system. When I was getting well, I watched no television. No television except high-quality spiritual programming. I listened to no music except very high-quality religious music, not this silliness of waving back and forth and this repetitive music, none of that. Either that or the finest classical music. And studies have been done on animals showing the adverse effect that this rap and rock music have on them. This was developed at the Tavistock Institute in England. It was developed primarily to destroy the young people of the world.
And I can certainly attest to that. Anyway, we're out of time. Our guest has been Dr. Lorraine Day. Want to get you out your website one more time.
Yes, it's www.drday.com. And there's a lot of information with a lot of links down at the bottom of the home page. And you can get well. Nobody has to die of disease. We can die in our sleep from just getting old. We do not have to die from disease, and nobody needs to die a painful death.
God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later this week. Bye-bye. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
to Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And we actually carry five of Lorraine's videos. Certainly cancer doesn't scare me anymore. Diseases don't just happen. Turn on the lights. And two others, I think we carry the best ones. And if you'd like to get her material, well, you can go to our website as well at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can also get our four tape sets, several of them with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and you can get our Dr. Russell Blaylock's DVD, Nutrition and Behavior, to find out, you know, that actually they've been able to take people who are schizophrenic, they've been able to take people who are chronic criminals, they've been able to take people with all sorts of mental problems and transform their lives with proper nutrition. And there's no question there's a definite relationship between health and nutrition, and you're never going to hear about it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then let me mention Neil Oler's music. It was about 15 years ago. We went on a trip. This is before I got started on talk radio and couldn't get away. But we stopped off in some sort of resort town. We went into one of the little stores there. And there was the most beautiful piano music I've ever heard. And I said, you know, where did you get that music? And they introduced me. We could buy some of these, CDs at that time that had the music on it. Eventually, I got to meet Mr. Oler. He was a pianist, and of course, he eventually retired, playing in hotels and just put out his music. And it's just the old time music. It is restful, and we're offering it. We hope that you'll want to, of course, give us a call and get a couple of the CDs. Once you've got them, you'll want to get everyone he put out. It's wonderful music to relieve your tension, to work by. I know my wife will sit there and work for hours at a time just listening to Neil Oler's music. So we're offering it here, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Not that expensive. Comes in CDs, and a real pleasure. It'll make your time go much quicker and certainly allay your apprehension. Now, of course, then the other thing, I just want to call your attention to the fact that I think we're moving into a period of crisis. If you have not yet gotten your emergency food supplies, we'd be glad to send you an emergency food catalog. And if you already have a catalog, don't put it off. Begin to lay in those supplies, because I don't know when the war with Iran is going to come, but when it does, there could be serious consequences here at home. Remember that the administration has to have another terrorist attack to get the American people behind the coming war with Iran, and when that happens, why, it could have disastrous consequences. I said, when we go to war with Iran, the price of gas and oil are going to go up dramatically, and that'll have a profound impact on the delivery of food. It'll have a dramatic impact on the price of food, and especially long-term food storage. So if you'd like to get your long-term food storage, and you need to have it, you should have, of course, something to purify your water, like a Berkey unit. You should have barrels to store your water in, and pumps to get the water out of the barrels, and all of these things. We do carry them. Give us a call and ask for an emergency food catalog at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't heard my talks on the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Forbidden Secret or the DVDs we carry on the secret mysteries of America's beginnings, or certainly the DVD on Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital, you can't understand why we're fighting in the Middle East unless you understand the secret destiny of America that was laid out hundreds of years ago. Well, pray for America. Pray for revival. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, right now we have with us on the line Ted Pike, and Ted wants to tell our listeners about the hate legislation, which of course is before the United States Senate, and this legislation would make it illegal to in any way be critical of homosexuals. Now, I do not believe in persecuting people, even if I disagree with their lifestyle and what they're doing. But of course, to make it a crime for a minister to say homosexuality is wrong. Well, I know in my heart of hearts that if you really care about homosexuals, you're going to tell them in a loving manner that what they're doing is wrong and certainly going to kill them. If you don't tell people the truth about homosexuality and that there is a way out of it, they do not have to be homosexuals. Why, of course, many of them are going to die at a very young and tragic death. So this is no business of the federal government under any circumstances, and this hate legislation, which is being pushed by a man who has no honor at all, President Bush's good friend, Teddy Kennedy. In fact, remember, President Bush has gotten through Teddy Kennedy's legislation that Teddy Kennedy never could have gotten through, the No Child Left Behind bill, Medicare drug bill. All of this was Ted Kennedy's legislation. The immigration and amnesty bill that Ted Kennedy wants to get through is, well, this is the one that George Bush is pushing. And, of course, you remember it was that the Bush Foundation, made up, of course, of the Bush family, back in the year 2003, gave the most prominent citizen, the best citizen in the nation award from their foundation to none other than Ted Kennedy. So if you think there's a dime's worth of difference between the leaders of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, you really don't know what's going on today. Ted, tell us what's happening with this legislation and what we can do to stop it.
Yes, well, thank you. That introduction, Doctor, kind of sobers me about my optimism that George Bush is going to veto Ted Kennedy's hate bill. But, yes, I'll give a little background on the big federal hate bill, which is now looming again. As most of our listeners probably are aware, the federal hate crimes bill was passed by the House of Representatives back in the first week or so in May. It stayed in the Senate Judiciary Committee for several months, and then suddenly, about 2 weeks ago, Senator Edward Kennedy and Senator Gordon Smith of Oregon didn't actually attach it, but they submitted it to the Senate for possible attachment as a rider to the big federal arms authorization bill. And that bill kind of was stalled last week, 10 days or so ago, because an amendment, Senator Levin's amendment, failed. He wanted to give the Bush administration the money they needed for Iraq, but he wanted to also tag on a requirement that the U.S. government would begin withdrawal from Iraq within 120 days after this bill passed. Anyway, the Democratic leadership decided to move both the hate bill and the arms appropriations bill off till September. So we thought we had at least a month or 5 weeks of reprieve here to marshal our forces to oppose the hate bill, and then hit them real hard the first week or so in September. But this morning I was talking to Senator Gordon Smith's office. He is the co-sponsor with Senator Kennedy. He's also my senator from my state, and I was inquiring about the prospects here in the Senate this week, and to my astonishment, I was told that Senator Harry Reid, who is the Senate Majority Leader, is very anxious to push the hate bill through this week sometime. If he can find a slot in the legislative docket, he wants to get it passed, not as a rider on another bill, but on its own merits as stand-up
legislation. Hold that thought.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
You need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Ted, hold on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ted Pike, and Ted is simply saying that the only way we're going to be able to block this, this so-called hate bill, and really, if you were to say that homosexuality is wrong, that it leads to disease, that it leads to unhappiness, or that, you know, if you're a homosexual, you don't have to be a homosexual, you can get out of the lifestyle, and what you need is a personal relationship with the Lord. That is hate speech. And, of course, you could go to prison and be fined and in prison for saying that. So this legislation has to be stopped. It's unconstitutional. About many of the people in Congress don't believe in the Constitution. And unfortunately, we have many people on the Supreme Court who don't believe in the Constitution either. And they believe, of course, that they should be able to pass any sort of legislation and do whatever they want to and let the hand of the federal government come down on everybody and anybody who dares go against the homosexual agenda, which I believe has a powerful spiritual force behind it.
Yeah.
Well, be that as it may, Ted, you were suggesting that everybody gets on the line and emails and faxes and calls their senators tomorrow?
That's right. We don't have any time to waste. There's only four more days now, I think, in the session of the Senate, and they'll go on vacation till September 1st, and they're trying to rush this through, actually, if I hadn't been announcing this nationally today, they might well be succeeding, because I only got this information. I got a call from a talk show host this morning that some lady had called with some idea that this was happening. I checked it out and found it was true. But again, this is what's called stealth legislation. It's meant to go in under the radar, be passed very quickly before anybody can do anything about it. And so, if I just give those toll-free numbers, I'd like to give people time to take those down. The toll-free number to your member of the Senate from your district is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your senator, 877-851-6437. In case that number is jammed, you can call the toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that toll-free number to your senator, 202-225-3121. And just to ask the receptionist or the staffer there, please tell the senator, don't vote for the hate crimes bill. Hate crimes laws have taken away free speech in Canada and much of Europe. And in fact, you might even say that if you hear that the senator has voted for this freedom-stealing legislation, you and your friends will do your best not to elect them next time around at the polling places.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important, once again, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. The toll number is 202-225-3121. Do you think we're going to be able to defeat it here?
Well, we do have a certain assurance from the president. When the hate bill was being deliberated in the House of Representatives in May, the president sent a message onto the floor of the House that if it were passed by the House and Senate, his top advisors were counseling him to veto it. Now, on the other hand, the president, during his first term of office, did say that he would pass some kind of modified hate crimes legislation. So what we really don't want here is for the president to be in a bind and work out some kind of a compromise deal with Kennedy and Reid and Smith and so on. This bill is toxic, every word of it. Every jot and tittle is evil and subversive of our freedom. We need to kill it in the Senate if we possibly can this week. And what we need is such a volcano of protest from the American people, like we had for the amnesty bill, like we had for other legislation, the fairness doctrine and so on, that there will be a lot of senators who may be liberals, who may have made their deals with these forces, and yet they will have to realize that they are facing a serious jeopardy of not getting reelected if they vote for the hate bill.
All right, well, I certainly appreciate everything you're doing, Ted. Ted, I think you're on the front lines trying to get the information out, and this will certainly be just one more nail in the coffin of our Constitution if this legislation passes, because the Constitution says that any power that is not specifically given here under the Congress is reserved to the states and to the people. The Constitution is a limited document, and it takes the chains off of the people and puts them on government. There are those who would have the government regulate every aspect of life, and whether you approve of homosexuality or not is not the issue. If they can take away our freedom to protect the homosexuals, and then one day they will be rounding up the homosexuals to take away their freedom.
Right.
Because all power will be with government. And this is frightening, And be sure that if Ted Kennedy is in favor of it, you want to be against it.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Anything you'd like to say before we let you
go? Yes, just one thing. If our listeners would like to do more than just call their senator, at my website, which is truthtellers.org, I have a list of about two dozen members of the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, who we feel stand the best chance of being persuaded to vote against the hate bill. There are about 10 Democrats there who are not co-signers, also about 12 or 14 Republicans who are kind of sitting on the fence. Come to truthtellers.org, and right at the home page, there's a picture of a young woman with duct tape on her mouth, and right underneath that, you can go there to the about the 24 best bets for calling. Call these toll-free numbers tomorrow. It'll only take you about an hour. Get that message through to these other senators that we do not want an Orwellian police state established in America through this federal hate crimes law.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly applaud you for everything you're doing, Ted. And now, what about the House of Representatives? Have they passed the legislation?
Yeah, they passed it in the first part of May. So that passed overwhelmingly. It's a harder sell, though, in the Senate, you see, because the pro-hate bill forces have to have 60 votes. And I believe the way Kennedy and Reid and Smith and so are behaving, they're pretty cocky. They've got the 60 votes. But we've just got to shout them down. We've got to have an uproar of protest right now, tomorrow. The bill could, you see, the docket is pretty heavily loaded right now, but Reid is the Senate Majority Leader. He said he wants to get it in there, and he might find a niche even as early as tomorrow. So first thing in the morning, folks, make those calls. Come to Truth Tellers, get the extra 24 senators. Make those calls to Congress and strike a great blow for freedom for you and your children.
All right, Ted. Well, thank you so very much for everything you're doing, and keep us posted as to what happened.
I will. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. Well, of course, that was Ted Pike, and we're going to have to let Ted go, so we're going to have open lines for the rest of this time. And if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about Pat Tillman. You remember Pat Tillman? He was a linebacker. He was a safety for the Atlanta Falcons, and he gave up a $3 million football contract because he believed in America. I believe he was a sincere patriot. He saw what happened on the 11th of September 2001, and he wanted to fight the terrorists for his country, and he really believed, of course, the war was against terrorism, and so he volunteered, and both he and his brother became Rangers, and they were sent to Afghanistan. Well, it wasn't very long before he began to realize how corrupt the war was, and we had been supposedly sent there to catch Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, and we weren't catching Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. They were allowed to escape into Pakistan. We refused to go into Pakistan after them. And, of course, Pat Tillman became progressively more disillusioned with the war. And he was, now the stories were, whether they're true or not, I can't verify them, but we know that apparently he was telling the men in his unit not to vote for Bush, and because now it was in April of 2004 when Pat Tillman died. And, of course, President Bush was coming up for re-election in the fall of that year, and Pat Tillman was speaking out against the president's policies, and that's not very popular in the military, and there were rumors of when he got out of the military, he was going to come home when he finished his enlistment, and he was going, of course, to join the anti-war movement because he thought the war was wrong. Whether that is true or not, I do not know. But I do know it was on the 22nd of April of 2004, when, of course, Pat's unit was there. They were actually divided into two parts. And suddenly, Pat Tillman and another man who was with him, a man named Brian O'Neill, came under tremendous fire. They were out ahead of the rest of the people who had been sent out there. And so they were under tremendous fire, and there were no enemy there. In fact, the only people who were firing were people from the other half of their detachment. Now, there's a lot of question exactly what did happen, but there's certain things that we do know for sure. And this has come out because the family has always felt that they've been lied to. And, of course, they were lied to. The government, the military, the Pentagon, at the highest levels, lied to them. Well, on the 22nd of April 2004, Pat Tillman, the patriotic young man who'd given up a $3 million contract to play for the Atlanta Falcons, died in Afghanistan. And the government said, oh, my goodness, he died because of enemy activity. He was a real hero. We're going to give him a Silver Star, which they did. They sent his body home. And, well, when we get back, we'll tell you the rest of the story. Because it indeed is a frightening story. And it's a story you're not going to hear elsewhere. And I want every one of you to hear it. And then to join me in another effort. And that's to honor Pat Tillman.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct the posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue.
First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Well, this is Art to Stan, and we wanted to tell him the rest of the story of Pat Tillman. Of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. As we will have open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But we were telling you that Pat Tillman, of course, was cited as a great hero. He was, was directing the men, trying to get them to be more effective against the enemy, against the whoever they were supposedly fighting over there in Afghanistan. And he was then cited as a hero. He was killed by the enemy, and he was given a Silver Star, and of course buried with full military honors. But the brother, Pat's brother, was also a ranger, and Pat's brother very soon heard the scuttlebutt that everybody in Pat Tillman's unit had been ordered to lie about what happened. And they were told not to tell the truth, and the man who wrote the recommendation for the Silver Star was a private named specialist, and his name was Brian O'Neill, and he'd been told a lie. In fact, he'd been told a lie about what happened. He'd been told a lie about Pat's bravery in action. He'd been told a lie about how Pat died. And, of course, then as time went by, why it became out, the government finally admitted that they'd lied to the family, that awarded the Silver Star when Pat was actually killed by friendly fire. Well, of course, this certainly could have happened. Maybe they wanted a hero. Maybe they were simply lying to the people, because it's a lot easier to lie about what happened than to tell the truth. But the family persisted and demanded hearings and demanded an investigation. And so an investigation was carried out. And then, under the Freedom of Information Act, either the family or one of the wire services got four boxes of uncensored material. And here's what really happened that day. Pat Tillman, of course, was at the top of the ridge with Brian O'Neill. They came under fire. And, of course, Pat Tillman, when the fire, the bullets are whizzing all around him, jumps to his feet and faces the oncoming people and says, this is Pat Tillman, hold your fire. And somebody who's standing 30 feet away from him raises their M16 and puts three bullets carefully into his forehead, and then, of course, gives a barrage to his vest and to his clothes, and he's just riddled with bullets from 30 feet away, and that's the estimate. Well, then, of course, the government begins to lie about what happened. But when Pat Tillman's body, of course, was then taken to the local hospital, where he's given a CPR, he's been dead for some time. So why are they giving him, certainly trying to resuscitate him? They've blown off the top of his head. Well, when his body was taken to Delaware, where he was examined by an army of physicians, they said this is obviously a case of murder, and they asked for a criminal investigation. The doctors who saw the body said this is a criminal case. He was shot at close range. Three shots carefully placed right in the middle of his forehead, blew off the top of his head, and I'm talking about Pat Tillman. And they wanted to open a criminal investigation. And now they were not told that there was any question that this might have been friendly fire, or there might have even been fratricide, in other words, where one group of soldiers kills another soldier. But they saw the forensic evidence, they wanted a criminal investigation, and the Army refused a criminal investigation. And then, of course, we find out that one soldier eventually testified that on the very evening of the accident, or the murder, because I believe it was murder, he was ordered to actually destroy Pat's uniforms and body armor, even though that's against military regulations. With examples of friendly fire, those things are to be preserved. And then another soldier testified that 3 days after the murder, why, of course, he was also ordered to burn the same equipment. Why would you have all the conflicting testimony? And then, of course, there are a number of emails. And they had these emails that were actually, sent back and forth between Army lawyers congratulating one another on how they've been able to keep anybody from getting a criminal investigation, because they did not want an investigation. They wanted a friendly investigation, so we could never find out who murdered Pat Tillman and why. And, of course, this is all the material that's just come out last week. If anybody wants to get the information, we'll be glad to provide it for you. And, of course, then there's a general, General Kitzinger. He's a three-star general, lieutenant general, who was asked a question about Pat Tillman. And on 70 occasions, this three-star Army general said he just couldn't remember what happened. I was just so confused. He couldn't remember any of his decisions and why he didn't want a criminal investigation. And obviously he's covering for someone or something.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Murdered. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're talking about this incredible story about Pat Tillman. And what we do know for certain is that Pat Tillman jumped up from the ground, and he's waving his arms. He's facing this man who's approaching him with a rifle pointed at him. And he says, I'm Pat Tillman. Now, there's no question he's an American Army a soldier. He's dressed in his full uniform with his helmet on. And the man raises his rifle and shoots Pat Tillman three times in the forehead. And then before he falls, he riddles his body with bullets. And the Army pathologist who saw the body said this is a criminal activity, wanted a criminal investigation. The Army refused that. They have, of course, the emails from the Army lawyers. And, of course, the family was able to get all of this. And the Army lawyers are congratulating one another. What a great job they've done of diverting the investigation so there'd be an Army-friendly investigation, but no question of a criminal investigation. And why are they afraid of a criminal investigation? What are they covering for? Who gave or who was responsible for the murder of Pat Tillman? Why would a three-star Army general on 70 occasions say, oh, shucks, I have no idea. I don't remember. My mind is gone blank. My brain isn't working. I can't remember why I did any of the things I did to prevent a criminal investigation. Now, the family is not going to rest until this has been solved and they know why their son was murdered. And, of course, even more than that, of course, they're calling for a congressional investigation, an independent investigation of the murder of Pat Tillman. You're not hearing about this, of course, on the media. There have been a couple of fairly good articles, though, that they did get in the press, and we have them. And if you'd like to see copies of them, we'll be glad to send them to you. And they only came out the end of last week on the murder of Pat Tillman. He was murdered. This was not an accident. He was murdered intentionally, and the government then lied, and they gave him a Silver Star, and everybody in his unit was threatened and told to be quiet about it. And, of course, it raises a lot of questions, and I don't have all the answers. But I do know that every one of you at the same time, you're calling your senators and about what's the hate crime legislation, should be asking them to demand an independent investigation of the murder, not the death, but the murder of Pat Tillman, because that's what the Army pathologists thought when they saw the body and they asked for the criminal investigation. If any of you are out there say this story could not be true, of course it could be true. And the tragedy is that we have many men within the military at the highest levels who have no sense of duty or honor or patriotism. Their political appointees have gotten up to the ranks for that reason. And there was an example recently. Filipino general, his name was Tacuba. And, of course, he was the highest-ranking Philippine general. He was the highest-ranking Filipino in the Army, having two stars. And he was asked to investigate what really happened at Abu Ghraib. And he was told that he should just say it was just a few rogue local enlisted men, and that if he told the truth, he would end his military career. In other words, he would be forced into retirement with two stars. And of course, he investigated, and he had certainly the ability to investigate. He found out that the orders for the torture did not come certainly in the local prison there, Abu Ghraib. They went right up into the office of the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. And General Tacuba was told Seymour Hersh, I had two options. I could lie about what I found and, of course, dishonor what I believed in. And, of course, if I was ever found out, I would have ruined my military career, or I could tell the truth and ruin my military career. So I decided to tell the truth. And he did. And he pointed out that the orders for the torture, inhumane torture, many times of innocent Iraqis that had simply been picked up, and that was authorized at the highest levels of our government. And when they tell you we did not authorize torture, when you hear that from our high officials, they're simply lying. But General Tacuba, to his credit, told the truth. Well, how do you feel about Army officers being told a lie? Who told General Kinzinger to lie? Because obviously when he says on 70 occasions I don't remember, he's covering for somebody or something. My telephone number is 1-888 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Pat Tillman believed in America. He believed in the America that I believe in, that I think most of our listeners believe in. He did not, however, understand that there are evil people, really corrupt and evil people, work at the highest levels of our government, who have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this a vision of a new world order and a new world religion. And they have seized control of the reins of our government. And, of course, they've seized control of the reins of the military. And if you want to get ahead in the military, you do what you're told. And you don't do what's right. If you do, your military career is over, as Dr. Tacuba found out. And, of course, General Kensinger was allowed to resign with full pay. And now, of course, he's going to lose apparently one rank and go down major general. But he'll live comfortably the rest of his life. But he covered up the murder of Pat Tillman. I believe all of the evidence shows it's a murder. There's been a cover-up. And if you haven't read those articles, you'd like to get copies of them, they're on the Internet, or we'll provide them for you. We'd like to know what you think about this story. Why would anybody want to murder a football player who was popular, who was a patriot, who was willing to go overseas to fight for his country, not really understanding that the battle for American freedom is not in Iraq, and it's not in Afghanistan. It's a battle here. It's a battle for the hearts and minds and souls of the American people. It's a battle for righteousness. It's a battle of good against evil, and there really is organized evil in this country. It's been around for a long time, and that's the recurrent theme of our talks. The current theme of our radio programs. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I invite you to go up on the Internet and research the story. And if you can't find it, we've pulled down a number of things, and we maybe even put this into a loose-leaf binder and make them available for people who do not have access to the Internet. You put all of these stories together, and there's no question that somebody murdered Pat Tillman. I mean, you don't put three bullet holes in somebody's forehead very, very closely spaced together when you're 30 feet away and you can look into their face and then riddle their body with bullets. You don't do that simply by accident. And if you did do it by accident, then why would they award Pat Tillman the Silver Star? Why would they threaten everybody in the camp to keep them quiet? Why would they, of course, order the Brian O'Neill, who was right there with Pat, to write a recommendation for a Silver Star and falsify the information? And why would they get General Kensinger to lie? And, of course, he was lying. Apparently, he was testifying. And somebody told him to lie. I don't know who told him to lie. We don't have the ability to investigate. But you can certainly demand an investigation. And you can get your senator and your representative to ask for an investigation if you'd like to get the information that we have. You can get a copy of this program, or we'll provide you, if you can go up on the Internet, get all the information, or we'll put this together into a syllabus that we will make available to our listeners. And you need to get this story to others. I mean, here is a man who is willing to fight and die for his country, but he wasn't willing to be murdered for his country. And the family, to their credit, is trying to get to the bottom of this. And Pat Tillman's mother and dad will never rest until they know the truth. And the brothers in this as well. I think you ought to be at it with them. Let's go to Ken, who's calling from Seal Beach, and, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ken, had you heard the story of Pat Tillman as I told it before?
Absolutely.
All right.
Fan, you know who I am. I don't know if you know this, but I was a personnel sergeant during the Vietnam War. First of all, I was in the military for 6 years. The first thing you learn in basic training is you don't torture. We learn one of the first things, and I had basic training up at Fort Ord. You know where that was, right?
Right across the bay from us, yeah.
Right, and of course, I understand it's not in operation now anymore. But anyway, During the 8 weeks of basic training, probably two of those weeks are classroom. At least 2 weeks are classroom, and they teach you everything from the Uniform Code of Military Justice to how to treat battlefield injuries, all kinds of various things that you need to know in the military. And the Uniform Code of Military Justice is very important. And one of the first things they tell you is you cannot torture. You cannot deprive them of food. You cannot deprive a combatant of water. Sleep deprivation is illegal. All of these things are illegal, not only under the Geneva Convention, but under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which was passed by Congress, signed by the President. So under American law, you can't do these kinds of things. And it would have been the last thing in our minds to go to Vietnam and do these. Now, I understand that there are some rogue elements that committed those atrocities.
They were really CIA. That was Operation Phoenix.
That's correct.
The CIA, of course, was really behind, of course, what happened to Abu Ghraib. But nobody's going to bring that up. But you go right ahead, kid.
Yeah. So the fact of the matter is that every soldier knows this.
Right.
And so when I first heard about this, I mean, it was an absolute shock to me. But I have no doubt that it had to come from the President. Nobody else could have ordered all of these things to happen. Now, you had this one man, a PFC, PFC Grainer. Okay, he gets 10 years in prison. He didn't organize this. How could a lowly PFC?
I think he was a sergeant, but it doesn't really matter whether he's a sergeant or a PFC. But you're absolutely right. This whole thing goes right up into the very highest levels of the government, and that was what General Takuma actually found, and that is why, when he told the truth, it ended his career. Because it went right up to Donald Rumsfeld, and of course, when the President realized that Rumsfeld had ordered this, he backed Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
And, of course, that incriminates him, whether he knew about it initially or not. He certainly knew about it at that time. So yeah. When the President said, we do not authorize torture, and when, of course, George Tenet says, we do not authorize torture, they're not telling the truth.
Yeah. My the head of personnel had two tours in Vietnam. I was not stationed in Vietnam. I was in during Vietnam. I happened to be stationed in Germany, but he had two tours in Vietnam. And he told me that not only is it immoral and illegal to commit torture, but about 98% of the cases, you get false information.
Absolutely.
I mean, so the reason for doing this, it's almost from outer space. I mean, it only a person who, I hate to say this, who either worships Lucifer or has no morality whatsoever would engage in this behavior.
I think that's a pretty good observation there. There really are evil and wicked people out there, and they know it isn't effective, but they enjoy the suffering of others. And until people can grasp that, why it's so difficult to understand what is really going on in the world and what's really going on in America today.
Okay, that's about it for today.
Well, Ken, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate it. And I think your insight is, I think it only reinforces what I think most Americans feel. I want to know why there is not more of an outcry from our church leaders about what's going on, and why there is not more of an outcry from our politicians against the torture and demanding that those responsible be tried, you know, under the Geneva Convention for crimes against humanity.
I agree.
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, Stan. I think our church leaders are bought and paid for. But, you know, like George Bush said, if you're not with us, you're against us. And if Pat Tillman was out there saying what you said he said, then he'd like to run into trouble like that. But and on top of everything else, I believe that he was intended to be a war hero. That's what they did when he died. They made a big fuss to popularize the war, wag the dog style, just like in that movie with Woody Harrelson, the Dustin Hoffman movie that came out over 10 or 12 years ago.
You're talking about Wag the Dog?
Wag the Dog.
Right.
It was Woody Harrelson as the dumb, first he was a living war hero, then he died in transit, so they made him a dead war. You know, they just decided, you know, what would be better than a living war hero? It would be a dead war hero. And Pat Tillman suited their purposes, I think, in many ways.
But he was a brilliant young man. He was a patriotic young man. And he loved America. And that's really what's so sad.
Yeah. So he was well known and liked and famous ahead of time already. So people had name recognition. So now that he's dead, they get the public's sympathy and they have a war hero. I'm repeating myself now for those who just can't quite get it. They need to popularize these wars, especially in Afghanistan. Everybody's wondering still, what in the world are we doing there? Why did we go in there in the first place?
Okay, well,
Everybody's getting tired of being lied to.
I certainly agree with you, Mike, and I want to thank you so very, very much for calling. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is a Dr. Stan, and certainly I think that we should recognize that Pat Tillman was a real hero. And I think that that certainly he was willing to fight for his country, but I think the tragedy is that there were other people who had a different agenda. And the fact that they would try initially to use his death and falsify his death and give him a silver star for, you know, for bravery in action, when, of course, he wasn't in action at all. He wasn't fighting the enemy. He was killed by someone, and we will never know who that is unless you're out there in the audience and you demand. And there are enough Americans who really care about this story, and they demand that we get an independent investigation. So we'd like to ask you to call your congressman and to call your senators and to demand an investigation by the Congress or by the Senate, independent of the military, and that we could really find out what happened and who was responsible, because I personally believe that the three-star general, General Kinzinger, of course, was covering for somebody else. I mean, this certainly would be the thing. The three-star general is not going to forget 70 times what happened. He might have one little short lapse of memory, but he's not going to forget 70 times what happened. And so he's obviously covering for somebody at a higher level. And I think we need to find out who that was. And, of course, because I believe there's no question there was a crime committed. But the biggest thing is the cover-up of the crime. And, of course, who gave the orders? Was this simply a rogue element? Was this somebody at the highest levels of our government? We'll be back in just a moment. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, if you'd like to, of course, get the full story of Pat Tillman, this is our Saturday broadcast. It'll be broadcast in 2 weeks on KKMC and stations across America. It's only a half-hour broadcast, but if you'd like to get the full story, as we were able to put it together this last weekend, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the syllabus we put together, just made up of articles we pulled out off the internet on this, why, we'll be glad to get that for you as well. And we think it's important that you know the story, and then you tell other people the story, and you get them to begin to demand that they get an independent investigation of the murder of Pat Tillman. And I say murder because the Army forensic pathologists, the physicians who saw Pat Tillman's body, believed it was a murder, and they wanted to open a criminal investigation. And somebody at a very, very high level in the military, you know, said that you cannot investigate. And the question is, why? Who is covering up? What are they covering up for? And who's really responsible? Well, if you want to get more information, give us a call here. We can get the half-hour program. You can get the syllabus. You can do the research that I did on your own. It's just a matter of sitting behind your computer. The stories are all there. But somebody murdered Pat Tillman. Well, this is, of course, the time I need to remind you, Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do need your help. If you believe that we have a unique message, and we bring out, as Ken from CLB said, the fact that we really are involved in a spiritual battle, and there really are people out there who are evil, who relish torture, who really go right along with that sort of thing. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, the DVD on the Secret Mysteries of America, Riddles in Stone, the Atlantis Connection, Chris Pinto's presentation, The Emergence by Constance Cumby, and so many other items available from Radio Liberty. You want to get them, of course. You need to learn about the concentration camps. We have a 4-tape set on it. We have videos of them, pictures of them, discussions. You can even see Congressman Gonzalez saying, and he was for many years the chairman of the banking committee, there really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution and begin to round people up and put them into concentration camps. That's an American congressman. You'll actually hear him saying that. You need to have this information. You need to help us get it out. And then, of course, you need to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you have not yet, of course, laid in a store of emergency food and water and the other things you'll need, because I think there will be some real cataclysmic problems in America, and whether it'll be an epidemic or violence or a chemical or nuclear or radiological attack, I'm not sure what they're going to do, but I'm sure they're going to have another major attack in America. They need it to get the American people behind the coming war with the Muslim world. They're never going to get the American people to go to war with the Muslim world unless there's another attack, and with that could come chaos in America. So if you haven't yet laid in your supply of emergency food, you'd like a catalog, you know, which lists all the things you need, the barrels for the water, the Berkey water filters, the emergency food products you can get, the pumps to get the water out of the barrels. Everything you need is there. Give us a call. We'll send you a free catalog. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you actually already have the catalog, don't put it off. Go ahead, get your order in here. Or get it some other place. I don't care where you get it, but begin to make preparations for yourself and your family. They're making preparations for the elite. You need to make preparations for your family. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's Radio.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including a solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports Chief Justice John Roberts was all in New England.
The Supreme Court says Roberts was in Maine, where he has a summer home, and that the hospitalization was a precaution. Without specifying how he fell or any injuries, the local fire chief said Roberts was both conscious and alert as he was put in an ambulance for the trip to the hospital.
A Phoenix man allegedly involved in the exorcism of a child has died. Police found 49-year-old Ronald Marquez choking his 3-year-old granddaughter and used stun guns to subdue him. The cause of his death is not yet known. The girl and her 19-year-old mother have been hospitalized. At least 93 people have